Hello, and welcome to another episode of Point to Point. It's the show from 70% Complete where I drive from one point to another and try to get to the point. Today's point. All right, we've got a handful of points here, but the one that I want to hammer home most, I have finished Metroid Dread, and it slaps. So maybe a brief history of Metroid. I don't really like Metroid games. I haven't quite found the one that has worked out for me. I've played Zero Mission. I've played a bit of Fusion. If you've listened to this podcast before, I've kind of talked about this a bit. Played Prime Remaster for an episode of The Content Mill. Go check that out, featuring Mr. Cognitive Clips, my local Metroid super fan. And I kind of got a good idea of, you know, what people like about the series. And I think, like, the big takeaway from that is maybe Prime Remaster wasn't for me, but everyone was saying, hey, you should go check out Dread, which I did. You can hear my impressions, like, about a third of the way through a couple episodes ago. But I finished the game last night. Holy cow, guys. That's a really good video game. I understand the love for Metroid to some degree, at least. I have a series of quibbles, which we can kind of get into in a minute here, but I do just want to kind of, like, open up with general first impressions of this game, where I think I see it. When I was looking at the press for this originally, as a blasphemous diehard fan who loves me the grimdark, the thing that kind of always strikes me about Metroid is how it has taken the incredibly neon color palette of the, like, former SNES games and everything and has ported them forward, so it always just looks like rainbow barf to me. And just, I don't know, it's weird to talk about immersion in a 2D game, but I think that's kind of where I was at with it, is that, like, this doesn't feel, I don't know how I feel about this. But after playing all of Dread, I think my clear time was a little over 9 hours, which I'm not quite sure how all of that is calculated, because I know that I played that game for longer than that. At least I'm pretty sure I did. So it was good. I liked it. It definitely had the hallmarks of the Metroid stuff I don't like. So it's interesting that it was able to kind of overcome that. But, like, really, the world design is so good. I enjoyed the story of this one, which is the thing I couldn't tell you about all of the other Metroid experiences I have, in that I didn't really feel like there was one. This one felt good. It was nice. I super love the Emmys. The last two, well, the last one was my favorite one, I think. But the second to last one, and maybe the one before that, they, like, ramp up the skill abilities for them to where it's like it's not my favorite. I think the, like, middle handful of Emmys was, like, the sweet spot for me. Once they can start seeing through walls, it's less fun for me, I think. Especially because then it just becomes a question of, like, how much energy do you have so you can just navigate these entire worlds with, you know, your stuff masked. But, like, the idea, I really don't think I've seen a, like, Metroidvania game like this try to take something from Alien Isolation with the, like, undefeatable, invincible enemy that simply just exists to haunt you. And it's so cool. Like, it's so well done. It's super smart. And, like, they really nailed the spooky factor on that thing. Like, super, super smart idea. I can't believe I haven't seen it done before. And the amount of, like, I was riding the screenshot button through this game the entire time. There are a couple of 30-second clips where I am about to get my ass handed to me by one of those Emmys, and I am able to slide out of the door as the screen is just starting to turn red. And it is the sickest shit of all time. Like, all the way up to the end, the most stressful parts of that game that, like, actually got my heart rate going was dealing with Emmys. Again, like, as I mentioned in a past episode, like, to the point where I kind of wonder if the amount of enemies that are in the map really matters anymore. If that is, like, I kind of would rather just have that. Have the, like, platforming challenges and then, like, the speedrun challenges of the Emmy. And, you know, do I need to be fighting all of these weird little guys? Probably not. But it was incredible. The boss fights, I played on rookie mode. I cannot imagine playing this game on not rookie mode, because they felt, not that it was, like, too hard for me, but they felt kind of perfectly balanced. Like, I was able to defeat most bosses within, like, 4 or 5 runs, which I feel like is, at least for me, the sweet spot of boss challenges. Like, I really am not a person who's going to bang my head up against the wall, and, like, I definitely walked away from the game after a particular flying beetle friend who I hated. But it felt like a good balance to me, and, like, the powers ramped up pretty well. I guess, like, the one kind of knock about, like, traversal, I would say, is that by the end of the game, I just kind of want to end it. Like, you get the last power and you're like, okay, it's time to literally blow everything up and let's move on. And so I didn't end up going back. Like, usually I kind of 100% these games, but even with Prime Remastered, I don't think the missile power-ups and, like, the general additional ammo collectibles that you get in this game is compelling enough for me to, like, really go back and see some of this stuff, especially because the way the story ends, which I guess I won't spoil a, like, 6-year-old game at this point, but the way that the story ends feels like there could have been breadcrumbs leading up to that reveal. And I think in a not Metroid game, but in a modern Metroidvania, that ends up being collectibles that you pick up throughout the game. Like, you'll pick up audio logs or, like, little letters or things like that. And I think as much as everyone is kind of, you know, talking about Silksong and Hollow Knight and everything, this game seems to have, like, it has the thing where you are an isolated person trying to escape this place, and I think it would be really cool if you could uncover parts of that mystery to, like, understand what's going on this planet, because there is some deep lore happening with the Chozo here. And I kind of wish that I would have got more of it. There's a decent amount, and, like, hell of a lot more than most other Metroid games that I've played, but yeah, I just wanted a little bit more, even just, like, cryptic NPCs or, like, cryptic messages. Because you end up going into some of these larger temple-like areas that have, like, ancient Chozo architecture in there. It feels like you could do something with that, I guess. Because there are kind of two exposition dumps. So, and, you know, in a Metroid fashion, there's not that much, but there's enough in there where you're like, wait a minute, there's, like, a lot of stuff going on in this world, and, like, these factions are fighting, and, like, what's happening here. And I think it would have been cool to see some of that stuff before the grand reveal at the end. I think also a couple of my quibbles with the remaster series, with, like, the X and, or I guess that's Infusion, but, like, I think that they handle it really well in this game. They, like, kind of modernize a lot of the appearances of this. Like, the suit design is the, I'll say it, these are the best fucking suits Samus Aran has ever worn. They're the single coolest, most well-designed looking power suit that she has been in, and I am absolutely gutted that there is not a good amiibo of, like, Samus holding the Omega Cannon or something, it is ridiculous that they did not do the thing where they're just like, this is the return of 2D Metroid, like, year of Luigi who, it's the year of Samus, let's go buck wild with this thing. Because, like, yeah, they went all out on the design of this, and I love most of it. All right, quibbles time. This is going to be mostly taste-based. Quibble number one. Bosses should have health meters. It feels silly to say that these days, but, like, not being able to look at how far I have made it into a specific phase of a boss and then just bombing out. And then, and this is maybe a Switch Lite problem, but having to do the 5-second run to the opening of the boss, typically hit a, like, short cutscene that you can skip and basically go from, you know, time of death to time of starting boss again, like the second try, being probably close to a minute every time, is like rhythm destroying. So then to know that, you know, am I like absolutely bombing out of this because I don't have enough energy? Like, is this a thing where I'm like making progress and eking it out? Like, having to, you know, stay on top of all of the move stuff that's happening, stay on top of the, like, sometimes convoluted controls of this game, and then try to remember on top of all of that how many times I've countered, how, like, did I make it to a second phase, like, am I doing better or worse than I was last time, is just, like, is a problem that is basically easily solved by just having health bars in there. Like, or even just, like, health indicators, I think, is maybe the easier way. Like, just something that tells me that I am doing slightly better or slightly worse than I was last time, so that I can find out if the, like, I'm just going to stand here and spam missiles, is that doing anything? Or, actually, it's not. Maybe it's time to, like, try a different strategy. Oh. Wow. A New Haven train. That's new. So yeah, I think, like, health meters would be super helpful just to, like, orient myself in the boss fight to know if I need to go hunt for more stuff, if, like, you know, to even, like, find out, is the charge beam doing the same as the swarm missiles versus the, you know, the ice missiles? Like, I don't know. It seems like that information would be really helpful to have. That's quibble number one. Quibble number two. That jump sucks. The jump sucks. All of the jumps suck. The specifically the double jump, the whatever it's called, like the boost jump, I don't know. The first one that you get where you have to time it properly sucks. The space jump also sucks. Like, you still have to time it, and this is, as I've been, like, sitting down with, like, trying to understand why I don't like the jump. Because, like, the rhythm part isn't terrible, but it just doesn't, like, again, like, talking about all the stuff you need to stay on top of, especially in a boss fight, like, it sucks to have to, like, try to remember to, like, hit the jump button rhythm while you're holding the swarm missile button, while you're also thinking about hitting the lock on and, like, the jump not canceling out the lock. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on that you have to stay on top of. And then to remember, they're like, okay, I have to, like, somehow manage in all of this franticness to not spam the jump button. I have to, like, hit it right. And, like, that feels bad. But the thing that actually bothers me about this, and part of it is because you can't play Metroid Dread with the D-pad, is that you have to be aiming in a direction to do the second jump. Like, if you just hit jump and then you hit jump again, you don't float. So that minus the, like, wall jump kind of going away and being replaced with this other jump means that traversal is not predictable to me, which is maybe just a me problem. Like, maybe folks are more acclimated to that. I know that this is kind of how, based on what I remember from Fusion specifically, like, I think this is how it works. But I don't remember there being a timing component to the jump in Metroid Prime. I just remember that being a double jump ass double jump, which is what I want. So the jump like really got me, and then like the so that and then the phase shift ability that you get, not being able to phase through enemies, also kind of sucks. I got caught out, like I lost most of my boss encounters, I would say, because I was trying to double jump over a boss, but because I would jump and then try to hit the double jump without aiming in a direction or properly aiming towards the wall, I would just get pinned up against the wall and it wouldn't work. And then I would try to dash out of it, like phase through the enemy, because that is what the animation looks like, and that didn't work. So then I would die. And you know, that's baby gamer mode problems. I understand, but I do wish it was better. Like that's cool. I like that. I just wish that it was better, because once you get the screw attack and you're just like fucking ping pong balling all over the place, that's great. Like, it's a fun feeling to just like watch an entire environment explode before you. But like, I just wish the jump was better. Because, like, it does kind of get better with the screw attack, but it still has the directional issue that really bothers me. The melee, only being a cancel, like, counter thing, is pretty cool. I do wish that I could hit some of those bugs with my hand and just bitch slap them to death. I mean, that sounds like fun to me. But, like, really, like, when we're sitting here and, like, trying to put together a list of quibbles for Metroid Dread, the fact that the bosses don't have health meters and that the jump doesn't feel good, like, are... And it's not that it doesn't feel good, it's just that it's not the way that I want it to be, is, like, the most minor bullshit of all time. Like, this game has... This is probably the highest I've ever been on a Nintendo game I've played on the Switch. And maybe this might beat out how great I feel in retrospect and nostalgia about Star Fox 64. Like, bar none, like, I think this is the best Metroid game I've ever played. Or the best Metroid game, for sure. The best Nintendo game I have played, also. Because as much as I like the, like, modern slew of Nintendo games that came out for the Switch 1, like, this had so much more going for it, and it was such a tighter experience. Like, I don't know. I've been, we'll say, a little aggressive in my it's fine attitude towards Breath of the Wild. Like, I liked that game when I played it, but the further I get away from that, the more I start to think that maybe it wasn't the best game ever made. It's still good, but yeah. Like, looking at it compared to this thing, and, like, they're totally different games. Like, it's apples and oranges for sure, but I'm over the moon about Metroid Dread. It was so cool. It was such a great experience. I felt great at the end. The, like, cinematography of this game is nuts. I actually was waiting for them to do a thing that I realized I don't think I've ever seen in a Metroidvania, where it comes into the over-the-shoulder mode when she enters some spaces, and I kind of had waited for the like, oh, we've now entered a second plane. Like, you've made, like, a 90-degree angle. You have turned a corner, quite literally, on the game screen, and now you're going in a different, like, a literal different direction, which I've never seen before. I didn't see it in this one, but I feel like they came pretty damn close to it. And again, like, the amount of clutch times that you take down the Emmy when it is mere moments away from hitting you is exhilarating. The, like, boss encounters are pretty good once you figure them out. And, like, I think they managed to make those boss encounters feel better and more interesting with the addition of the counter system. Like, using the counter system to get these cinematic kind of breaks are super cool. Like, it's great. Like, it's just like this game stunting on everyone else. It's so cool. And it makes you feel, like, incredibly powerful as Samus when she's, like, doing fucking flips. She's using her cool boost jump to, like, shoot off of a ledge and, like, do some flips around a big scary monster guy and then like blasting him right in the face. Like, it's, I can't speak highly enough of it. I loved Metroid Dread. I suspect we're going to be doing like a full blown retrospective on the Content Mill in a couple months. We might bring Cog back because I need to hear what he has to say about this game, but holy cow, guys, go play Metroid Dread. And also, reminder, I got this from my local library, so avoid the Nintendo tax and just go to your library. Support your local library, folks. But that's going to do it for me. As you saw my elatement at the New Haven engine driving our train today, I got to head off to work. Happy Monday, whether it is ending or just beginning, and we'll catch you next. I'll be at PAX this week, starting on Friday. Probably more to talk about on that later this week. But if you're heading to PAX, hit me up. Let me know. I would love to meet folks. I will be around Friday and Saturday, going to some panels, but mostly just seeing the show floor. If you're a dev, I will be reaching out to you, or hopefully you will be reaching out to me. And we can see some games and have some fun times. But that's going to do it for me. Have a good rest of your day, and take care of yourself. See ya.